Welcome to the Visualize Meditation Podcast, hosted by your friend, Sasha Patil, a certified meditation teacher and visualization enthusiast. The first step to creating your dream life is to create a clear and exciting vision for what you desire. The vision will inspire you to take action and manifest this life for yourself. I'll be guiding you through visualization meditations that inspire you to get clear on your deepest desires. Get ready to turn your vision into a reality. Hey friends, welcome back to the Visualize Meditations podcast. It is me, your host, your friend, the one and only Sasha. Hi. I mean, I'm probably not the one and only Sasha, but I'm the one and only Sasha hosting this podcast. So what's up? Today we're doing a guided visualization meditation that is really nostalgic for me. We're going to be doing a visualization meditation for a sports situation or victory in a sport. This visualization is super nostalgic for me because when I was on my high school tennis team, whenever we went to matches, an away match, we'd be on the bus, and on the way to the match, she would have us all stop. She would have us do a meditation visualizing how we wanted the match to go. And there's a lot of research and studies out there showing visualizing sports can actually improve your performance. And listen, I'm going to brag. Our tennis team was freaking good, okay? And I don't know how much of it was the visualization and how much of that was, you know, the girls, and we were all really good and trained really, really hard. And I grew up playing tennis camp every summer. So I'm not sure how much of it was that or how much of it was the visualization, but visualization did help. You can apply this to any sport that you play. It does not matter what that looks like. You can apply this to any type of physical activity that you would like. If there are any specific sports visualization meditations you want to do, like for tennis, for example, or running a marathon or whatever, if you want something specific, let me know and I will actually make one. Sounds good? Great. Let's get into it. You can find yourself in a comfortable seated position with your eyes gently and safely closed. Bring some deep cleansing breaths into your body to start this practice. It's completely normal for thoughts, feelings, sensations, and emotions to arise during meditation. And if they come up, you can allow them to gently wash away and come back to the meditation without any judgment. You can bring some gentle movement into the body, maybe roll the neck, roll the shoulders, roll the wrists, allow any negative energy to release out of the body. Begin to visualize practicing. Visualize yourself in practice, training. What does that training look like? What does the practice look like? Drop into your body and visualize training and practicing. What does it feel like? What are you doing to train? How are you learning? How are you adjusting and pivoting to improve your performance? Visualize your rest and recovery. How are you taking care of your body in the moments where it's not training, but still helping you get to the end goal? How does it feel to take care of your body in this way, knowing you're giving it everything it needs to be at peak performance? It's game time. It's go time. Visualize yourself going into the situation where you're ready to play full out and achieve victory. How are you managing your nerves? How are you warming up? How does your body feel? Visualize it. On your mark, get set, go. Visualize how you're performing when it's time to show up. I'll keep track of the time, and you visualize going through the game, the match, the physical activity, and I'll let you know when it's time to release the meditation. You can keep your eyes closed. Celebrate the victory that you accomplished after your hard training, your rest, your recovery, and actually showing up for game time at peak performance. You won. What does celebration look like for you? What does celebration feel like for you? Allow this sensation of hard work, gratitude, and celebration to fill you up and radiate out of you. You can bring some gentle movement back into your body. And when you are ready, you can gently open your eyes. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody's hands go up. All right, winners, how does it feel? Visualization plays a huge role in sports. You have to be able to picture your outcome. You have to be able to picture the end goal, the victory the finish line, the basket, the net, the whatever. You have to visualize the end thing. You have to know exactly where the shot's going to go. And the best athletes can picture it in their minds, and they practice in their minds beforehand. So you can go back and listen to this anytime before a game, before a match, before a race, whatever, or even before you're about to go to the gym and visualize what that workout's going to feel like, what it's going to look like. And of course, this would not be the Visualize Meditations podcast without me telling you to do some sort of action step, book your next training session, go run around the block, go do some jumping jacks, anything, any small action step you can take right now to get one step towards your dream, do it right now. At the end of every episode of the Visualize Meditations podcast, I always do a little reflection from the We're Not Really Strangers self-love pack. And today I'm going to pull a level 2 present card. And the question is, what about you is easy to love? That's a deep question. What about me is easy to love? I think the thing that's easiest about me to love for other people is probably how open I am to loving everybody else. I want to be friends with everybody. I want to have everybody over. I want to feed them. I want to give them hugs. I want to give them love. I love other people, and I'm very open to everybody. So I think that's the easiest thing, is I'm so open to people. I want everyone to feel included and loved and nurtured. And I think that's the easiest thing. But you know, if friends and family are out there and you actually know me, I'd love to hear your answer. Tell me, what about me is easy to love? And I'd also love to hear that answer for you guys too. What about you is easy to love? And I'd love to know. So let me know. And that's all I have this week, guys. So we will see you next week on the Visualize Meditations podcast. Please give us a follow, leave a review, subscribe. You can listen on any podcast platform. And if you'd like to hear a specific visualization meditation for any specific physical activity or sport, please let me know and I will create it for you guys. All right. Have a great rest of your week. Let's kill it. Let's go get that victory. Let's get that win. Game's in the bag already, guys. All right. See ya. Bye. I hope this episode inspired you to take your vision and turn it into your reality. If you did enjoy it, please share it with your loved ones, leave a review, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram @livingyourvision. We will see you next time on the Visualize Meditations podcast.